The Candles by Hans Christian Andersen, narrated by Alex Lehman. There was once a big wax candle who had the highest opinion of his merits. "I," he said, "am made of the purest wax, cast in the best mold. I burn more brilliantly than any other candle, and I outlast them all. I belong in the high chandelier or the silver candlestick." "What a delightful life you must lead," the tallow candle admitted. "I am only tallow, just a tallow dip. But it's a comfort to think how much better off I am than the taper. He's only dipped twice, while I'm dipped 8 times to make a thick and respectable candle of me. I'm satisfied. To be sure, it would be better to be born of wax than of tallow, and a lucky thing to be shaped in a mold, but one isn't asked how he wants to be born. Your place is in the big rooms with the glass chandeliers, and mine is in the kitchen. But the kitchen's a good place, too. All the food in the house comes from there." "There are more important things in the world than food," the wax candle boasted. "There's the glitter of good society in which I shine. Why, I and all my family are invited to a ball that's being given here this very evening." No sooner had he said this than all the wax candles were sent for. But the tallow candle was not left behind. The mistress of the house took it in her own hand and carried it to the kitchen, where a poor boy waited with his basket full of potatoes and a few apples that she'd given him. "And here's a candle for you too, my little friend," she told him. "Your mother can use it to work by when she sits up late at night." The lady's small daughter stood close beside her mother, and when she heard the magic words "late at night," she forgot to be shy. "I'm going to stay up late tonight too," she exclaimed. "We're to have a ball this evening, and I'm to wear my big red ribbon." No candle ever could shine like the eyes of a child. "Happiness is a blessed thing to see," the tallow candle thought to himself. "I mustn't forget how it looks, for I certainly shan't see it again." They put him in the basket and closed the lid. Away the boy went with it. "Where can he be taking me?" the candle wondered. "I may have to live with poor people who don't even own a brass candlestick, while the wax candle sits in silver and beams at all the best people. How fine it must be to shine in good company. But this is what I get for being..."